So we're in the Beit HaMetzorim trying to rectify the Beit HaSinas Binim. So we'll learn some things on Gehatan Aloha after Echta Moicha and the source of Sinas Binim, which is the lack of Bitofen in Hashem. In Shar HaSinuto of the Orchus Adikin, he talks about a positive Sinuto and a negative Sinuto. Negative Sinuto is being happy with just physical pleasures, so that causes you to run after physical pleasures, and that's to do the Ratzon Hashem. Another type of negative simcha is to be happy when something bad happens to somebody you dislike. You know, there's a tefillah that one is supposed to say before he starts learning. That was the tefillah of the Nechuli ben Akonah. It says that even though sometimes we have disagreements when we're learning with the Chavrusa, and we want to show that we're right, we have a special feeling that we shouldn't be happy with the mistake of my friend. It's different ways to explain that the patient is, but the way that the host of deacon is learning it, we shouldn't have a good feeling that, oh, I won. You should have a good feeling that you said the truth and you also helped him become to the truth, not the fact that he lost that. Okay, so everybody's saying, what's the rabbi talking about today? I'm not that type of person. I'm a big tzaddik. The tzaddik says something that maybe is more nogeh to us. Yichavim tzilozo, when you say after phoinim, lozim tzad. Something is valid for all of Klal Yisrael. If you really care about Klal Yisrael, you don't have to care about yourself. So don't have kavanah for yourself. But have kavanah for the rest of Klal Yisrael. They need it also. Hashivinu v'inu so sefer. Whether people you love or people you dislike, you inspire for them, even for a shoy, it's supposed to be inspired for them, you should be able to achieve it. But the favor also for all the favor doesn't have to be that to the ones that are on your list. So all of the Quran is true, because that is the way we're magbir, the mitzvah of after Ephraim Kamoyko, the after is all Quran is true, not just the next door neighbor, or Mishpacha. We should try to broaden our kavanas and our feelings towards all of Klal Yisrael. We want them to have what's good for them, the ruchnis, we want them to have them to the kashmis. That is something we could all, I'm sure we're doing it to a certain degree, but we could do it with more kavanas. It's a shame. It should help bring to the good world today.